Good morning. What an absolutely gorgeous day, and I want to give you all an attaboy, commend you for being here today. I know it's Labor Day weekend. People have a lot of activities. If they're not already there, they are in the middle of planning them. Things are taking place tomorrow. We're having a huge picnic at our place tomorrow. But we've got to give God his due. We've got to be here in this place. Forsake not the gathering together, as the word says. Keep the Sabbath holy. Worship the Lord our God. It'll make everything else a lot nicer. So it's good to see everybody here. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together here on sacred and holy ground. On ground that is more special than being in front of our TV sets, even watching televangelists. This ground here is more sacred and special than being out on the back porch with our Bibles and cup of coffee. This ground here, Lord, is special, holy, set aside for your use. And we gather together here today, Lord, as a witness to the rest of the world that we are your children called by your name. And so we gather together here to lift high the name of Jesus, to draw closer unto you, to become more like Christ ourselves. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to be poured out upon this service, that it would be pleasing unto you and life-changing to all of us. Have your way with us, God, for we give to you our lives this day as a living sacrifice. Fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass that peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning and welcome. We offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting with us. If you are visiting with us today, please raise your hand and we will bring you a visitor's packet. Don't see any hands. Oh, I do. Okay, the ushers will bring you a visitor's packet. Ushers, are you back there? We'll make sure you get one. My husband's on the usher team today, so I can get him. And also, if you're sitting in a pew and you notice that someone that normally sits next to you is not here this morning, give them a call this week and tell them they've been missed. Nothing like a phone call from someone from church, so it always helps. You can write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews, and then our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. Our memory verse this morning, which is a great one for the 1st of September here, is from Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can you repeat that with me? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. One more time. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen to that. Moments of informality. There are quite a few announcements. I won't go over all of them. Please note the times of some meetings that are coming up this week. I believe Nurture meets on Tuesday night, and Outreach also Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So if you're part of those committees, please plan on being there. At this time, Diane has an announcement.
Next Sunday, we hope to honor and bless those who are in our community who are first responders, fire, police, EMTs, and the like, whether they are active or retired. So if you know anyone, one of your neighbors, perhaps, who falls into that category, please invite them to church, either service next week, so that we may recognize them, thank them for their service, and bless them for their safety. Also, if there is anyone here who's interested in any of the Sunday afternoon music groups, whether it be bells or choir, if you would stick around after the service, come up front just for a few minutes so we can get organized. Thank you.
Okay, I did want to note that today there is no nursery on staff, but next week nursery will be staffed for those of you that are in need of that. Just wanted to highlight a couple of our inserts today. We are, as you know, in great need of a Sunday school teacher for the junior high class. I know a lot of you hesitate to step up to that position thinking maybe you're not qualified. God will equip you. We certainly don't want to cancel that class. We have a group of kids that meet up there, and it would be very disappointing for them to show up and not have a teacher. So think about that, pray about that. If you know of someone that you think might be, you know, good for that position, talk to me, talk to Eric. He's the head of nurture. We definitely want to fill that spot, even if we can get some subs in there to substitute teach until we get a full-time teacher. That would be great. You know, I think years ago I was asked to sub. I think it was a second grade Sunday school class, and I ended up a full-time teacher down there. And I can honestly say they taught me a lot, and so I can only imagine what junior high kids can teach you nowadays. So, I mean, it's rewarding, and the kids are there, so we want to have that continue. Also, there are quite a few spots open in our nurture, or nominations met this past Tuesday and came up with some names, and some of you may get phone calls this week, so I want you to prayerfully consider filling some of the spots or being on a committee. If that is your passion. There is a lot of good things that happen in this church, and together we can all make things happen. Other than that, I don't see any other announcements that need to be made. Okay, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the worship service. Worship, number 771, Psalm 36, 5-10. It's printed in your bulletin. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your judgments are like the great deep. O Lord, humans and animals you save.
O O God, how precious is your steadfast love. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings.
They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your lights.
For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see. Please remain standing for the hymn number 2140, Jesus, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Give me five. Give me five. Yes. Wow. Okay. Let me tell you, who loves us? Jesus. Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter what time of day it is. Jesus loves you. Always remember that. Please, please, please. And tell your friends. Tell your family. Jesus loves them too. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Jesus said that we are to love one another as he loved us. And Jesus never said bad things to his followers. Jesus never said bad things to us. He chastised the Pharisees, but he didn't say anything that was untrue to them. He only spoke the truth, and he only spoke it in love to help people. And he wants us to do the same thing. See, so when we have Jesus in our hearts, well, when we have Jesus in our hearts, it's good. Okay? That's the way it should be. We come to church, we read the Bible, we say prayers, we hang out with other Christians, and we worship God, and we have Jesus in our hearts. And so then, when you have Jesus in your heart, you say nice things to people. But if Jesus is not in your heart, that's what the black means. If you have bad things in your heart, then you're going to say bad things to people. But it's important to have good things in your heart, okay? That's why we study the Bible, so that we can get all that bad stuff out of our hearts. Got it? All right. So we read the Bible, we say prayers, we go to church, we hang out with other Christians, so that we can keep our hearts where they're supposed to be in Jesus. Got that? Huh? Pretty cool. I like that. Yeah, I think that takes me. I just got to try to figure out how that works. But it's a real simple message. When you try to read the Bible, ask mom and dad for help. Ask your Sunday school teachers. Ask the pastor. Anything that you don't understand that you want to explain to you. And if you read it and you say, well, this, I don't understand it, don't use that as an excuse not to read it. You read it anyway. God's Holy Spirit will help you understand. Okay? So come on up here. Let's have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon these children. Fill them with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Give them the words to speak to everybody they come in contact with. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said... Amen. Okay.
Take the breath.
you, choir. And now we are fitting in the Word of God at this time of the worship. It is found in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. And you can find that in your pew Bible on page 214 if you'd like to follow along. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening fresh water and brackish? Can a fig tree, my brethren, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It is now time if our ushers would come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again to give unto you this offering. And Lord, we realize that it pales in comparison to the offering that's on the altar table for us today. But Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings along with our lives and use them as you see fit for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver. Those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. later on to return to give God the glory, thank God for something that has brought joy to you in your life. Great. Joyce has enjoyed a full return to the blessing of good health. Pardon? It's a request. Oh, okay. This is a concern for a full return to health. Gotcha. Okay. Okay, Stephanie. Joyce, come on, give me some Joyce here. Doug. Okay. Fresh vegetables from the garden, and what was that? Okay, praise for Allison's development. Yeah, a day off tomorrow for a lot of folks as we celebrate Labor Day. Other joys for the church, for the choir. Absolutely. As Laurie pointed out, we had lay leadership development. We have asked some people to take some positions, and they've graciously accepted. We do have a lot more positions that need to be filled. I got to tell you, Joy, I went and saw Nancy last week, and Nancy had fallen and broken her neck. She's coming along okay. She's in Westmoreland Hospital. But on my way home, a fellow called me and was telling me that he wants to come to church here. He said, because I've looked into Irwin First United Methodist Church, he said, and it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful church. You have so much going on, so many activities and so many ministries and outreach. And he says, I want to be a part of that. So your reputation precedes you. It is out there in the community. And I know that it's tough to carry on sometimes. We get tired. But I'm telling you, hang in there. Fight the good fight of faith because you've got a great reputation. Keep it going. So it's a joy. It's a joy to hear those things about this church in this community. Other joys. Anybody else have a joy they want to share? Empty boxes. Empty boxes. Yes, we're almost unpacked. Music and musicians. How many of you had breakfast this morning? Raise your hand. How many of you had an option of what to put on and wear today? Why did you choose what you got on? I have no idea. But how many of you have an education of any kind? How many of you drove to get here? Boy, I could go on and on all day, couldn't I? We have a lot to be joyful for, and it's good for us to say so, to verbalize our thanks to God. So, for all of our joys, we are going to say, praise Lord. So, for all of our joys, we say, praise Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. Jot down on your bulletin, scrap paper, mental notes. This is our prayer homework, not somebody else's, it's ours. Let's fight that good fight of faith for somebody. Want to keep Joyce in our prayers. Rudy family, keep them in our prayers. Nancy, who else do we want to lift up in prayer? What other situation? Was a policeman? Okay, so it was probably a policeman, definitely a first responder. We know firsthand what that's like. Others, other concerns? Okay, victims of weather. Weather is, some of it's normal. Even bad weather is normal, but our weather really, really has gone to the extremes. Earthquakes in Oklahoma, forest fires as usual, but again, forest fires, which lead to mudslides, flooding, Connellsville area among them, I have family who lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. They just got pounded. All kind of flooding there. Oh, yes. Labor Day weekend, lots of folks traveling. So let's pray for traveling mercies. Let's pray for our country and our country's leaders. Pray for our church.
And
military, men and women in the military and their families.
Victims of violence and abuse.
Victims of violence and abuse. The violence is out of control in this country. Carjackings, home invasions, robberies, murders, beatings, thefts, stabbings, burnings, drugs, gambling addictions, pornography, corruption,
rape,
domestic violence, child abuse, human trafficking, which we brought up yesterday. There's a scam by a hospital where they're telling pregnant women that their child was stillborn and when they're actually selling off the babies. You would think that was only something on TV, but it's happened in reality. Anybody else have a concern? No aches and pains. All the bills are paid. Pets are good. Cars are running great. Pray for our pets. Let's pray for marriages.
Change. He's just completely incoherent, can't breathe by himself. So if we could just extend a prayer for him.
Okay, keep Bill in your prayers, who's on a respirator. Now for all those little aches and pains, all those problems, relationship problems, problems with our children, neighbors, co-workers, church, fears, anxieties, depression, raise your hand. Give it to God. Just give it to God. All that unspoken request now. For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you indeed are greater than any problem that we have. And so we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks. Thank you. Thank you for those pens and pencils at home and tablets. Thank you for junk drawers, Lord, full of stuff. Junk to us, treasure to somebody else. Thank you, Lord, for extras. Extra food, extra clothes. For vehicles that run. For water that comes out of the spigot when we turn the handle. Furnaces, air conditioning that can be adjusted to temperatures that are comfortable. For the roof over our heads, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, the beds that we sleep in, for our neighbors and co-workers, for jobs, for respite from jobs, Labor Day weekend celebration. Thank you for a government, Lord, that though it drives us crazy at times, it is a blessing. Thank you for those men and women in the military who make those sacrifices for us. Thank you for this place and for each other, our family. We're family, Lord. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. And we lift up into the light and love of your presence Joyce, her whole family. Touch Joyce with a healing touch. Fill them with the peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, we lift up to the Rudy family and Nancy, a first responder, Lord, a policeman, it appears, who was killed. We lift up his family unto him and family and friends. Victims of the weather, all those who were traveling. We lift up to you our country and our country's leaders. your children of Israel, your clergy all over the world. We lift up to you the poor, the sick, the afflicted, the destitute, and the lonely. Our church, Lord, here, we lift it up unto you, the ministries and outreach and finances and the property, the fellowship. We lift up to you, Lord, the men and women in the military and their families. We come against the violence in our country, Lord, in all shapes and sizes. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we just claim peace and wholeness. We come against abuse. We come against problems, Lord, at home. We lift up to you marriages, our pets. We lift up to you, Lord, raising our children. And we lift up into the light and love of your presence, Bill. Fill him with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. And so, God, we give to you the unspoken request as well. Thank you, God, that our words have power. Thank you, God, that we are different from the rest of the world because we're your children. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 33. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you, that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Thank you, Lord. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. You're a bunch of idiots, you know that? Bunch of morons. Well, that's not very nice, is it? No. I wouldn't go that far. But we have power in the spoken word. The power of the tongue is about what we say. What we say is about what we believe, and what we believe is about our faith. And our lives are the only Bibles that a lot of people will ever read. So the things that we say and that we do, well, people are looking at us saying, oh, that's a Christian, huh? That's what a Christian says. That's what a Christian does. We've got to remember that. So it's vitally important that you and I learn the Word of God and that we speak the Word of God. You don't have to be boring, but you got to be able to speak the Word of God correctly. The devil knows what the Word of God is. Can't make things up. But this has power. This is mightier than any weapon any gun, any bomb, any sword. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." See, words create actions and feelings, either good or bad. Words create actions and feelings, either good or bad. They're that powerful. But we take it for granted. We think, oh, it's no big deal. When we think about people that we don't like, people we can't stand, our mouth starts to run. And whether they hear us or not, we are putting into motion the power of those spoken words. When we gossip behind somebody's back, it still has power. The fact that you're gossiping to somebody lets that somebody know that you're not much of a Christian, because the Word of God hates gossiping. It's one of the seven deadly sins. But when you talk bad about somebody because they're a different color, because they're a different social status, because you don't like how they act, look, smell, dress, think, when you talk bad about them, that's evil. That's not the Word of God. The Word of God says that we're supposed to speak good words. Proverbs, now I got ahead of myself. See, I hate when I get out of place. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Ephesians 4, 29. Do not let, even though it wants to, even though you're all riled up, even though you see something on TV, or you run into somebody at the store, or there's that family member that makes you mad clean through, or that neighbor kid that you can't stand, or that driver that almost runs you off the road or cuts you off, and you want to cuss them a blue streak, stop. Ephesians 4:9. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs." We should only say things to each other that build each other up. I like your shirt. Looks good. Look, you're looking dapper today. Not like other days. You look dapper today.
Today.
Build people up. There's a handsome couple right there. Absolutely handsome couple. Eric, you're a good man, Eric. You're a good man. Working hard to keep this church going. Working hard to do ministry. You're a good man. I don't care what everybody else has been saying about you. You're a good man. Now, we think it's no big deal if we say a few bad things about somebody. I got to tell you that I heard this story years ago, and I know there's a lot of truth to it because I majored in psychology. Psychology professor decided to do an experiment in his class. So he called up all of his class students, except for one. And he told all of his students, "I want you to pick on this one person all day and say to them bad things. Tell them how sick they look." And so when all the students got to school that day, all of the kids kept going up to the one student and telling that person how bad they looked. Kept asking, "Are you okay? You look sick." By the end of the day, that person felt sick. Psychosomatic? Yeah.
Power to their words? Absolutely. You tell somebody they're an idiot often enough, they'll begin to believe it. You're an idiot. You're a loser. You keep telling somebody that often enough, they'll lose confidence. They'll begin to believe you. You can't do anything right. You're mean. You're no good. You're a drunk. You're an addict. Even if they are, you don't tell them they are because you're just reinforcing that. I want to tell you, let those who have ears hear. And I didn't mention this Saturday night or this morning. I was excited when I heard this lesson first preached many, many, many years ago. According to your faith, be it unto you. When you speak good words, that's good faith. When you speak bad words, that's bad faith. So how are you? I feel pretty crappy. I feel sick. I feel bad. I got aches. I got pains. I'm poor. I'm broke. I'm a loser. That's all negative faith stuff. Oh, God, dang, let those who have ears hear. You're under the weather? Go to the doctors. Take medicines, eat right, drink plenty of fluids, get lots of rest. And say, I feel a healing coming on. How are you? Well, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. I'm getting better. I feel good. And I'm not saying be in denial because you're treating the symptoms, but you're speaking faith. You're not speaking negative faith. You're not speaking death. You're not saying, oh, I feel terrible. I feel mean and nasty today. Like giving yourself an excuse to go out and rip somebody's head off. Speak life. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. But only say to people what they need to hear in order to build them up. That's what the Word of God says to do. What do people need to hear? Laura, you're doing a great job today. First time we've worked together, but you're doing a great job. Miss Diane, what can I say? Music is just wonderful. First time I've heard our choir, and I'm impressed. Really good. And I don't know if you don't clap after they sing or what, but I clap. I'm giving glory to God. I'm thanking God for what you guys do. So if I'm not supposed to clap, excuse me, but I'm going to clap. You bring it out in me. I can't get through this. I can't do this on my own. I need the Holy Spirit. That's truth. But you and I have the power of the tongue to speak life or death to people. To speak life or death to situations. To claim health and healing. To claim the Word of God, to stand on it. You can change somebody's life. That addict, that thief, that abusive person, that hateful person, that mean person, that... Speak life to them. Speak what they need to hear because you have the power. And it's a spiritual principle that works for anybody, whether they're a Christian or not. But we have the added benefit of being the children of Almighty God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And there was a young boy who got into a bad habit of saying bad things about people, gossiping and telling lies. He was being mean and spiteful. And his dad couldn't understand it because they went to church all the time. But he was hanging out with the wrong kids. And he enjoyed going around spreading bad news, telling lies about people. His dad took him out back in the backyard and had a long talk with him and prayed with him. And he told him, I don't want any more of this. He said, from now on, every time you say something bad about somebody, I want you to put a nail into this fence. old story. So the kid said, okay, all right, I'll do that. I'm sorry, Dad. Well, for the next few weeks, all he did was put nail after nail after nail in that fence. But he worked at it real hard, and every day got a little better. And pretty soon, after about a month, he wasn't putting any more nails in that fence. After a week went by with no nails, he went to his dad and he said, I've learned my lesson, Dad. I'm not saying anything bad about people anymore. His dad said, good, come with me. Took him out back, said, now pull out all those nails. And he pulled out all those nails, and his dad said, look at all the holes in that fence. All those bad things you've said, you can't take back. So it's best not to say them in the first place. My mama always said, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything at all. Let's learn to speak faith to a hurting world. Let's speak faith to one another. No matter how mad or riled up you get, no matter how sick and tired you are of a situation, no matter what aches and pains you've got or somebody else has got, let's speak faith. Let's speak life. Because we have the power of the tongue. We have the power of the spoken word. We have the power of Almighty God in our lives. Let's act like it. Let's live like it. Let's talk like it. And then people will say, oh yeah, that's what a Christian's supposed to be. And they'll come running to you because you have words of life. They'll want to hang around you because you build them up. You make them feel good. Starts here. Starts with us. Starts mom and we walk out of here. And we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to do that. So ask for the Holy Spirit. Study the Word of God. Hang out with other Christians. And start putting your brain in gear before engaging your mouth. Put your faith in gear. Speak love. God loves you, and so do I. Let's pray. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for loving us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Thank you, Lord, that and while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you, Lord, that even though we don't understand, that we don't always get it right, that there is love and forgiveness with you. Thank you, Lord, for a new way of doing things so that we don't fall into old habits and do things by rote. Thank you, Lord, for shaking things up. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence that we have knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? That we have favor with God and man. Thank you, Lord, that we can break bread here at the communion table with our brothers and sisters. For this makes us stronger than blood. Thank you, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing hymn, standing as we sing, From the Heart, Take My Life and Let It Be. Have a great Labor Day celebration. Be careful. Invite somebody who may not have any place to go. I've already heard a few of those. And think before you speak. Pray before you speak. And I tell you, one of the hardest things is not to say, I feel sick today. I can't do this. I'm afraid. So easy to say the negative stuff. But remember, you and I, we are children of Almighty God. And the Word of God is living and alive, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in this world. Speak words that build up people, that it's what they need to hear. Say the good things. Say them about yourself, your own situation. Claim that health and wholeness. It will take practice, just like that boy with the nails in the fence. It will take practice. It will take time. But I'll tell you, you'll notice a difference in your life and in the lives of the people around you. It is the Word of God. So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and anoint us. Mold us and shape us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be in spite of the circumstances. Give us the words to speak, Lord. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.